All right, and we are rolling. It is time for another special edition of Cash's Top 5, one where I will probably not be sharing any of my top 5 because I want to hear from my guest today, the superintendent of Warren Township Schools, Dr. Tim Hansen. How are we doing, sir?
Mr. Cashner, I am doing fantastic. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, hey, it's our honor. We appreciate you coming by. I'm sure you get invited to schools every day, and you can't make every single meeting, so the fact that you're here is very special. And we are talking about something very important today, actually. We're kind of approaching it from a little more laid-back perspective because we want this to be not necessarily layman's terms, but really, let's cut to the chase. What are we talking about? And we are talking about the referendum. Now, I know what a referendum is. Why don't you tell me what you think it is? Yes. Tell us what is a referendum, Dr. Hansen?
We hope a lot of people know what a referendum is. You know, many districts throughout Indiana have gone this referendum route. A referendum is a vehicle for a school district to use to raise additional revenue above the state mandated tax caps that are already in place. So if you're a homeowner, you pay 1% in taxes and property taxes of your net assessed value. A referendum is placed on top of that. There's a tax rate that's associated with that. And that additional revenue is a way for school districts to have adequate funding to either build projects, if it would be a capital projects referendum, which ours is not. Ours is an operating one. An operating referendum is primarily around people in the operations of a school district. And recently they created a safety referendum that really just focuses on safety and security.
Okay, so, and that's important too, because when you're talking about a referendum and it is operations, those, you know, operations versus capital, those are kind of buzzwords. Capital is like construction. Like, this isn't going towards cement blocks and you know, roads or anything like that. It's people. You know, it's programs for our students, it's instructional assistance, it's teacher retention, right?
Absolutely.
So when we talk referendum, and we're talking about being able to apply more towards increasing the amount that Warren Township will receive. How does that directly affect the homeowners here in our township? Like brass tax, the tax, brass tax, tax impact. You like that?
Well played.
Didn't even plan that. What does it mean for, you know, the homeowners here in our township?
Yeah, we recognize that we're going out to our community and asking them to increase the amount they pay on their property taxes. When we ran a referendum in 2018, the question on the ballot referenced the tax rate. So for us in Warren Township at that time, it was 21 cents per $100 of net assessed value. A couple years later, the legislators changed that tax question to a percentage. It can be confusing because the percentage applies to only the amount that a homeowner is paying to the school district. Our property taxes go to multiple things in a city, municipality, libraries, safety, fire, schools. Mm-hmm. Only the portion to the school system is what's increased through a referendum. So this current referendum, we are proposing a 30-cent tax rate, but a voter will not see that on the ballot. They will see a 29.4% increase. And if I could explain kind of what that means, that 29.4% to the homeowner is as if we did not have a referendum in place at all. So they're going back to pre-2018 numbers and saying if the district would have introduced this 30-cent tax rate, it would have been a 29.4% increase at that time. Because we already have a referendum in place, this is our fifth year of that, the median homeowner, which is about $148,000, is going to see about a 4% increase on their taxes.
So you can't say 9% increase on the referendum, right? Which that creates the confusion. Somebody sees 30 cents on the $100 or 30%, they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yep. It's really not that big of a step up, correct?
Correct.
Is what you're saying?
Correct.
Now, I know Warren is either at the lowest or towards the very low end of Marion County schools with a referendum. So without naming other districts, if you don't want to, what are some of the other numbers that other townships have put in place and what can that make us feel a little better about on our end about an increase?
Yeah, that's a great point. There are 11 Marion County districts, mm-hmm. 9 of which have some form of referendum in place. Pike and Franklin are the only two that do not. When you look at those referendums, there are a couple of districts that have capital referendums and operating referendums combined. There's a lot of renovations going on in our township right now. Mm-hmm. All of those renovations are done outside of a referendum. So we are not asking our community members to support that. That will influence some of that amount per student that we're collecting, because when you look at some of those districts who are doing a capital referendum, they're generating a lot more money through that. We feel good. We have been very conscientious and conservative with our budgeting of what we feel is appropriate for us to go to our taxpayers to support. We recognize that this is an additional commitment on their end in terms of their property taxes, and we want to be mindful of what is needed. The things that we're going after are necessities. They're not luxuries. They are basic components, to your point, of people and programs. What do we need to provide to be a safe and high-quality education experience for our kids?
And so it's also important to say that this new referendum won't be in addition, because we are currently under a referendum, correct? The 21 correct. Cents on the $100. So how does that work? It will be replaced?
Yeah, so referendums run on an eight-year cycle. We okay. are year five of our current referendum. If the referendum passes in May, it will repeal and replace the current referendum, which does two things for us. One, it restarts that eight-year time frame. So we'll have a referendum in place from 2024 to 2032. That provides us both with a consistent revenue stream, but also confidence in our decision-making, knowing that we have revenue to support the people and programs that we've put in place to support our teachers and kids. The second thing it does for us, currently we're generating about $7 million under our current referendum. We've identified an additional $4 million that is needed. So the second thing that the new referendum would do is it would generate $11 million a year for the next 8 years.
So when we're talking to top five, so number one is, what is a referendum? We covered that.
Check.
Your number two is the tax impact.
Check.
Number three is getting the current one and making one in with that's a little more workable for Eastside families. What would be the number four thing that would be most important that you want people to know? Is it how they're going to hear about the referendum or what they need to know about it?
Yeah. So number four is the communication piece. And our board approved the resolution in January, which started the clock to May 2nd of getting the information out to our voters, getting the information out to our community on what the impact is going to be, not only just from a financial standpoint, but what's the impact going to be on our kids? What's the impact going to be on our school district? We know that when a school district is successful, property values are increasing. So we know we play an important part in that as well. So we have a series of activities. We have a series of mailers that we've sent out to registered voters. Unfortunately, only the voters can impact this. So if you're not registered to vote, mm-hmm. You can support us and cheer us on, but we really need our registered voters to come out and support us with this. We have an upcoming community forum on Tuesday, April 25th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. We'll have that at Central Office, which is at 10th and Post. It's going to be a series of employees in Warren who are doing the work that the referendum supports to communicate what impact we're having on our kids. We're doing some great stuff with our kids, and we want to continue that. We believe that the investment that our community, made a few years ago, they still see the value in those five areas. So, communication's two-way too, right? So we have lots of questions that come our way. So we have a website where they can go to find information. I have put my email and address out there multiple times. So if people have questions, they can either reach out to me or Mr. Parkinson, our CFO, or Mr. Clayton, our COO. We want to make sure that if you're supportive of it, you know what you're supporting. And if you're not supportive of it, at least you have the information to make an informed decision.
Sure. I love that communication piece. Like you said, it goes both ways. People here in Warren Township, they're going to be able to be heard, but also I feel like they'll have a better understanding. When I look at my paycheck every other week, I see stuff being taken out. I don't know where it's going. I feel like that's the average person. So this is an opportunity for us to be like, look, this is exactly where, this percentage of your property tax is going, literally to help our students, our children, the future generation here in Warren Township, So, okay, let's wrap up. This is number five for those keeping track at home, but not the fifth most important. This is also very important. What's the outlook? How are we looking at out on the streets, just talking to families, and what are you hearing? Is it looking positive?
There are two things that we're looking in terms of outlook. One is voter turnout. Mm-hmm. And we know the May primary election has a smaller turnout than a general election does. It wasn't by any sort of strategy that we ran into May. We were hopeful to have this additional revenue for next year, and doing it in May gave us enough advance notice to know if we'll have that or not. So we're mindful of the voter turnout. We're trying to encourage civic engagement, getting out there, making your voice heard. That is a little discouraging right now. Just some of the things that we're seeing, we anticipate or predict a lower turnout. So we're continuing to monitor that. The second part of that outlook is, do we think our voters are going to approve the referendum? We're optimistic, and excitingly optimistic. Through our calls that we're making to voters, for some of the feedback that we've heard, some of the questions that we're getting, people see the value of this investment. I think people trust us in Warren Township to do great things for our kids. Based on what we're seeing right now, we feel really good with that. In 2018, our voters approved at 65% to 35%. That is a great ratio. We all have made predictions. My prediction does start with a 6, but I will leave it at that.
All right, sir. Well, I'm not going to get to my top 5 for this. Like I said, we're not going to really hear from me because, coincidentally enough, we have the same top 5. I think this is all very important. Is there anything to close out that we need to talk about, or is there anything the township needs to know about the referendum?
Absolutely, and I can't believe I forgot this. We have one more top 5. If you got room for another top 5?
Plenty.
Okay, there are 5 things that this referendum is going to support.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Rapid fire.
The first one is safety and security. Mm-hmm. Warren Township, again, leading on the innovative edge. We created our own statutory police department in 2014. Our current referendum supports $1.6 million toward safety and security. The new referendum will also support safety and security. We can't teach, we can't do what we do without high-quality staff. Number 2, staff retention, staff recruitment. The labor market right now is tight, it's tough. That includes education. So number 2, a large portion of this referendum will support staff retention and recruitment. Transportation. We serve over 11,600 students. About 9,000 of those students and families rely on us to get their students to and from school safely and on time. And that's been challenging for us, too, coming out of the pandemic. More people have retired, and a lot of our bus drivers were retirees. Number 4 is technology. We want to make sure that our kids have up-to-date technology so they can be relevant in their experiences. And when they leave Warren Central High School, they're prepared for a high-tech space. And then the last one, career and college readiness. All of our 5-12 counselors, so we have counselors at all of our 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then we have 3 counselors per cohort at the high school. All of our counselors are funded with our current referendum and will be funded with the proposed referendum. So that's our top 5 priorities for the referendum. And I can't wait on May 3rd to go around and hopefully high five folks when the referendum passes.
We will keep a close eye on that pool. I hope you win it. I'm sure the office gets a pizza party if we are able to.
Have you ever heard of Lou Malnati's? That's the pizza we're serving.
That's right. Deep dish for everybody. Dr. Hansen, I know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for taking the time. This is a very important issue, and we want to make sure we get the information out. So we thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. And again, if anyone has questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to myself or someone on our team.